Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. That's where you've landed. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we really appreciate you being here. And because we end up being on digital platforms, please share this far and wide, because a lot of people still are woefully ignorant about what's going on. Now, there are people that are saying, I know something's wrong. Well, let's show them what's wrong. And we have Bob Griswold with us this morning, and he is going to tell you what's wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, we actually had to have a pre-air discussion to narrow down our topics, because there is so much to choose from about what is wrong. It's incredible. Anyway, the first part of this program is brought to you by Noble Gold. And if you don't think we're headed for economic collapse, respectfully, you're not paying attention. We are looking at hyperinflation right on the doorstep right now. In fact, the banks are endorsing Bitcoin because they know that's the escape pod. And they know most Americans won't move that direction. But they're signaling their biggest depositors, this is what you need to be doing because the dollar is in trouble. Noble Gold can help protect your assets. They look at the crisis. They've done it for me. I went from advertiser to customer. And they will get you so diverse that you won't take the big hits. You leave your money in the bank and you go business as usual, you're going to be on the street begging. And I mean that with all due respect, but that's what's coming to America. So how do you get a hold of Noble Gold for a no-obligation discussion? They'll even send you free material. They're not pushy in the least. They're the most professional people I've ever worked with. It's easy. Just call them, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them their friend Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Well, we all know Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. We'll talk about that a little later in the program. And he has a very diverse background, and he brings a wealth of experience to the table that helps us to analyze what's going on. And then it often translates into what you can do about it, which is why he has ready-made resources, which, like I said, we'll get to in a second. So, Bob, you know, it's funny that we now have to have meetings before we go on the air, because there's so much happening, we have to narrow it down to a 55-minute platform.
Yeah, we narrowed it down from 200 topics to 100 topics, Dave.
I know.
You have to be so myopic today not to see what's going on. Willfully not myopic, willfully blind, willfully ignorant. I mean, that's what you have to be, because there's so much that we see going on to rob the freedom of our country and the world that it's just, anymore we don't even have to look for it. It comes right in our face, from the moral decay of our nation, the absolute gutting of any type of decency, morality left in our nation, to the financial degradation of our nation, to the religious institutions now. I mean, I can't believe how many of them are telling people that it is your Christian duty to get vaccinated. You just go on education. I mean, education, math is racist now.
Can I ask you a question, though, Bob? Where does it say in the Bible to get a vaccine?
Well, again, I think it comes under the thing of the what's called sorcery, pharmakeia,
yeah, exactly.
And it talks about sorcery. And so, you know, I'm not saying that all medications are bad. There's plant-based medications that God has given us to relieve ailments and to correct problems in our body. But the concoctions that are being made in laboratories for the sole purpose of extracting massive profits out of the people they're going to give them to, that are untested as far as the long-term use of them, and somebody says, well, they'd never do that. All I have to do is just say the opiate epidemic, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew they were addicting a nation, and the addiction was horrible. They knew in that addiction that you would have people that spent all their money just getting the opiates, that it would break up their family. They would be dishonorably discharged from the military. Police, federal law enforcement would get addicted as well. They would be kicked out, lose their jobs. The destruction of individual people was catastrophic under the opiate addiction. And now they're going to have to pay probably a small percentage in lawsuit damages for the misery, the death, and heartache that they've caused. And that's just one thing. I mean, Pfizer just fined $2 billion for falsifying information on a drug test that was submitted to the federal government. But, I mean, you know, so the same people making vaccines, by the way. You know, so we see that. The Bible calls it pharmakeia, and it talks about it in the last days. It would basically encompass the world. People would become delusional, and they would not have lucid thoughts because of the drugs that they were involved with. I mean, you take the benzodiazepines, that's the nerve pills they give people. You take the opiates. You take these vaccines. Then now they're actually even saying that Joe Biden might have had he might have accentuated his dementia. You know, so it just goes on and on and on. Of we just seeing the effects of what these drugs are doing to the people of the United States and the world, and they're being overcharged. I mean, you can a lot of times the useful drugs, they're just being excessively charged for. I mean, the insulin drug. Or an atropine injector for people who have, allergic reactions. Those things, they've skyrocketed in cost. So the whole thing, Dave, is to extrapolate as much money out of the American people and the people of the world as possible. And if you don't believe me, just get Robert Kennedy's new book, The Real Dr. Fauci. And you know, I would say this: Robert Kennedy and I would probably disagree on a lot of things. We would disagree on climate change, but I think he's an honest man, and he's probably put together a very, very good book, or he has put together a very good book. And all you need to do is read it and see that there's a lot of other things that that motivate Dr. Fauci other than the public good, going all the way back to the AZT days of treating AIDS patients. So, but you mentioned just Dave. I mean, just to change the subject, hyperinflation. Or shrinkinflation. That's what we're seeing a lot of times as they just dump more and more money into the economy, not money, currency, and there's a difference between money and currency, paper money into the economy, chasing fewer and fewer goods. Of course the prices are going to go up. You know, somebody was asking me today, how do they miss this? And I said, they didn't miss it. It's not missed. It's done deliberately. So I've just done a little bit of research right now. Tyson, Kraft, P&E, all are announcing price increases. Dollar General says that their average product is going to go from $1 to $1.25. Did you see that? That's a 20% inflation rate, Dave. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Well, look at what they're doing with Medicare. They're basically blocking Medicare managers from negotiating pharmacological prices.
Yeah, they're giving you a big cost of increase if you're on Social Security, but they're taking it away by Medicare payment increases. I mean, it's
smoke and mirrors.
I mean, so again, the government knows this, and they're hoping to inflate themselves out of the debt that they owe, all the treasury that they owe, all the international debt that they owe. If they inflate their way out of it, and today what cost a dollar cost $100 in the near future. I mean, you can pay off old debt very easily just by printing the money that's become hyper devaluated and pay off old debt with it. Wouldn't it be nice, Dave, if I went out and borrowed $40,000? To buy a new car, and then, you know, next year at this time, $40,000, it would take $4 million to do the same thing. So my scale of pay has gone up, so I can pay that debt off very quickly because I'm making so much more inflated money. And that's how they get out of it. That's the whole purpose of inflation to begin with. It's a secret tax. It taxes you of your wealth. That's why people don't leave the money in the bank anymore. They go to Bitcoin or gold or things that you mentioned, and because they know you leave it in the bank and inflation is just going to destroy it. If you put it in and you're getting a 0.5% interest, but you're getting a 20% inflation rate, that's a recipe for the destruction of our economy. And so you have to come to the understanding, Dave, or you have to at least ask yourself the question, are they doing this out of ignorance? Or are they doing it to be deliberate? To destroy the American economy, to destroy the American middle class, which we do see shrinking and shrinking. And I think it becomes very obvious, you had better take a good portion of your cash that you have and put it into secure things like gold or food or, you know, the necessities to stay alive, because we see it happening right now, and this is just the genesis of it. Do you remember when COVID first started, if you had, Dave, if you had gone out when COVID had first started 2 years ago and say, you know, there are going to be countries that build concentration camps that haul people off that won't get the vaccine, you know, it would have been hyper-sensationalized news if you'd asked most people. Fear porn. But that's exactly what's happening right now. And I think people are looking at the economy the same way. And yes, there's painful inflation going on right now, but it'll go back to normal. And next year at this time, when inflation's maybe five or six times as worse, and they all of a sudden you realize, I've waited too long, the window's closed, I can't afford this anymore, or it's under rationing because so many people are trying to buy it. Remember, it's not inflation, Dave, if you listen to the experts right now. The only reason prices are going up is because Americans are too greedy and they're buying too much.
Oh, I know.
You've
this
seen that argument,
ridiculous.
Haven't you?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
So they create this shortage through all the supply chain shortages, and they quarantine everybody in their home. And Joe Biden's explanation was the reason inflation, because everybody's on Amazon buying stuff.
I know.
I mean, that's what he said. I watched him say it.
His latest quote really got to me when he was asked about the high fuel prices. He said, stop whining and buy an electric car.
Yeah. Which
like anyone can just turn around
the climate
and afford
change
to do that.
Summit?
Yeah.
Is that the comment you're talking about, Dave?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's probably the most intelligent thing he said.
I hear you.
But
I hear you. It's you know, the bottom line is, with Joe Biden, he doesn't even know what day it is. But it's still, the lack of empathy from his administration is just off the charts.
It's staggering.
And they haven't, you know, and I ask people this all the time. I have friends that are liberals, and they're well-intentioned people. Not all liberals are evil. And I ask them a question, like, can you please name me one thing Biden has done to improve the country? And other than get rid of Trump and his misogynist, racist ways, they can't name anything.
Well, they don't have anything. I mean, you know, just the child molester, I don't know if you saw the other day, he was fondling that little girl, and she whacked his hand out of the way. Just a little young girl, probably 3 or 4 years old, and he was fondling with her head, and she karate chopped his hand out of the way. Like, leave me alone, you pervert. I mean, that happened. I mean, so Dave, again, going back to what I just originally said, is you have to be extremely deliberately myopic not to see what's going on. You know, we've talked about the terror attacks, Dave, and we just saw what happened in Wisconsin. I mean, I watched the whole video. That man deliberately aimed for people,
yes,
and then drove off after he ran through the whole crowd, and they're actually offering him bond.
Well, even before that, the Milwaukee County DA, George Soros supported, put up a $1,000 bond on him. Took him $100 to get out of jail to do what he did.
And, I mean, will those people be held accountable?
No.
No, of course not. They'll not be held accountable at all. And so now, if this man does get a $5 million bond, if somebody does put up the money necessary and he gets out, what makes you think he won't do it again? He's already under a death sentence. So, I mean, you know, if you kill, now, you know, see, it's gone to six, that one of those children died. If you have six deaths on your rap sheet that you're going to stand trial for, I mean, what's to prevent you from making it 20? We talked about this, and Dave, the thing is also, we have to understand this has an economic impact. People become afraid to go out to these gatherings, and
yes,
that's one of the things we teach in security is, you know, be wary of large gatherings of people. I've said it so many times, if you want to go to the mall, go Wednesday at 2 o'clock, not Friday at 6 o'clock, because people who are like this man who want to create a death count, they're going to want to go when they have the most people. So what happens is, you know, does another city cancel its parade because of this? I mean, they have intel that there's some crazies out there that want to emulate this guy. So do they cancel the Christmas parade? And that has a tremendous psychological impact on people because they know their normal way of life is being disrupted because of the lawlessness, the insanity that the Democrats have placed upon us. The liberals, the criminals, the communists have let this horde of people go. We remember during COVID, they emptied out jails of the extremely violent people, just let them go on society. And we've seen the result of it, of the brutal rapes and murders that have happened because of that, and they just keep doing it. So this impact economically, and then we have in the Bay Area, you know, Nancy Pelosi's hometown, now hordes of people just driving up to these expensive stores, you know, jewelry stores, clothing stores, with hammers, just breaking everything and just stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of material, millions, and they just run off with it. And I think there's been four so far. This Christmas season, there's been four of them that have happened. Again, what does it take for these businesses to shut their doors down and say, we're not going to operate here anymore, put a lot of people out of business, the tax revenue shrinks. Now, it couldn't happen to a better state. But, I mean, and at the same time all this is going on, Nancy Pelosi, one of the architects of all this, has decided to move to a red state. Probably one of the people she hates the most, DeSantis, she just dumped $25 million on a house in South Florida. What did she get $25 million from on a $200,000 a year salary? And having to maintain two homes, because you have to maintain residence in Washington.
Are you asking me that question?
Back in San Francisco.
Oh, you want me to answer that question? I can tell you where the damn money comes from. I got pictures with her and Beto O'Rourke with Nieto, who was bought off by Chapo Guzman for $100 million. Do I need to go any further?
No, I mean, it's not only that, it's the open borders on our southern border, the sex trafficking that comes off. You don't think these cartel members have to pay people off? They pay them off just to let look the other way. They, you know, it's insane not to build a wall on our southern border to protect us from this invasion. It's insane not to forcibly stop these people. Craig Sawyer has done an excellent job in his movie Contraland, where he shows the amount of sex trafficking. They actually, I can't believe this, Dave. They actually have, cartels have lookouts on the high bluffs so that they can see people coming. We know where they're at. The U.S. government knows that these forward observers are there, and they don't do anything about it. They don't stop them. So when they see cars or helicopters coming, they can warn the people. They use radio, and they warn people that are the drug mules and the people who are smuggling them across the border, that they see, you know, the immigration services looking for them. So they just warn them ahead of time. But we don't do anything to stop it. And we know that the drugs. I was just talking to a very good friend of mine who's very well plugged into the what's going on drug-wise in Tennessee, okay? He's very well plugged in all the way up to the governor. He just says right now there are massive amounts of car fentanyl. We've heard of fentanyl. Car fentanyl is a drug that's, I think it's 100 times more powerful than fentanyl, and it's only used to sedate things like elephants or rhinoceroses, big animals like that. In fact, I was talking to him yesterday, and he told me that the amount that can kill you is almost unseeable. You can't even see it. It's so small. And so this is coming into this country in droves right now, via the Mexican route. The Chinese are behind a lot of it, bringing this stuff into our country to kill our young people so that they don't, you know, the more you kill of the young people, the less people can go in the military to fight them.
That's true.
At the same time, our politicians and there's police force, everything, that are getting kickbacks from these drug cartels and sex trafficking cartels. That's how these people are getting enormously wealthy. They're trading, as it says in the book of Revelation, they trade in the souls of men through drug addiction, which rips the soul out of a man, sex trafficking, which rips the soul out of the trafficked person, the woman, man or woman trafficked. It just rips their soul out, and they just look at them as, you know, commodities, not as people. But again, many of our politicians have become fabulously wealthy in this world. There's a judgment waiting for them in the next world. It's going to be horrific. Just to throw out the words of Jesus, he said, it's better that a millstone were cast around your neck and you were dumped into the deepest sea than you would have one of these little ones, speaking of children.
Well, you know,
and yet they
have
no problem with all just marketing it in by the thousands.
Let's talk about millstones for a second. There's a millstone waiting for every member of Congress that doesn't help close the border. There's a millstone waiting for this entire administration because child trafficking is off the charts because of our open borders.
David, creeped me out watching Joe Biden fiddle with this girl's hair, you know, just fiddling with his finger, poking at her like that, and she whacks his hand away. I don't know if you've seen, have you seen the video?
Yeah.
It's epic. But, I mean, you know, this little girl knows this guy is touching me in a way I shouldn't be touched.
We got a review of Joe Biden and his daughter in the shower, a la the diary that prompted an FBI raid on Project Veritas. So, you know, listen, we all know they're perverts. Hunter is a pervert. But, you know, here's what's distressing. Let me give you an example, okay? Hunter Biden goes to the Prescott Airport a few years ago. And he leaves behind a car with crack pipes, drug paraphernalia, drug residue. And it's all discovered. And the Yavapai County DA won't touch it. And it's the same Yavapai County DA that's ignoring... someone had me speak at their event, and they were the victim of an attempted first-degree murder. Seriously, shots fired, boyfriend hit, and they won't prosecute that either. The corruption, even down to the local level, is off the charts in this country. I'm shocked. I'm not shocked anymore, but 2 years ago, I was shocked when I realized how corrupt local officials are. And Bob, let me just give you one example, okay? Real quick here. This is the highlight summary. All right, our governor is owned by China. Our secretary of state is owned by George Soros. Our county sheriff in Maricopa County that helped facilitate the cover-up of election fraud, Paul Penzone, George Soros, $2 million. And Sheriff Mack and I have had that discussion on air. So this is not Dave Hodges just saying this. This is across the board. And then the head of the county board of supervisors that refused to surrender evidence court-ordered for the election fraud. He has more economic interests in China than he does in America. I could go on and on with this, Bob. It's absolutely insane how corrupt our officials are from top to bottom.
Donald Trump proved that. With the good that he tried to do, I mean, he wasn't allowed to do every step of the way. And now we found out, I mean, the big one, the Steele dossier, they knew it was corrupt. They knew it was false. It was fed to him by a representative of the Democratic Party, specifically Hillary Clinton's reelection campaign party, fed to those spies, the Russian spy and the American and the English spy, fed to them. They fed it to the federal law enforcement, and they knew the whole thing was a deck of cards. It was all fake. They knew it was fake. Hillary Clinton knew it was fake because she was the genesis of it. And yet for years, they spent millions of dollars investigating an innocent man, Donald Trump, President Trump at the time, of a story that they actually are guilty of. They're the ones that do the collusion with our enemies. They're the ones that have opened up China to all of our the access of all of our technology. I mean, as I think I mentioned the other day on the TV program, China has 300,000 students in this country. And, you know, they're all on a path, or at least a lot of them are on a path, to getting a green card. Once the green card, then they're on the path to citizenship. Once they get citizenship, they can get top secret clearances and go into the most sensitive, you know, institutions in America, our education institution, our scientific institutions, our military, all of it. It's all open to them at that point. And they come out of these schools, these engineering degree schools, that suck them up because they need those types of people. And then all of a sudden, all of our technology ends up in China, which, if you look at their equipment, looks a lot like our newest, latest generation and equipment. And they've saved, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in research and development. I mean, so Dave, when you say the corruption's complete, we are a hollowed out abscess right now. There's still a lot of what I would say God-fearing Americans here, but they're silent. They're afraid to speak. They just don't want to say anything. They're afraid that their social standing will be somehow, you know, impugned if they say anything. And yet, in not saying anything, what's going to happen is eventually they're all going to be impugned. I'm going to switch real quick here, Dave. All we have to do is look at the concentration camps that are forming right now in Australia. If you're unvaxxed, they've built this huge city where they're going to. Where the military is going to haul you off to, and you know, you don't know how long you're going to stay there. Even if you eventually agree to get vaxxed, if you're there just to get out of there, they probably still won't let you out because they know that, you know, you're a rebel in heart, and that you need to be re-educated, and that's what I would say these camps are, probably a lot of re-education going on, you know, 1984 type education, where you sit there in front of a big TV screen all day long and hear people tell you how bad you are because either you're white or Christian or whatever, and you know, they want to indoctrinate you, and when they're maybe convinced that you are, you know, totally brainwashed, they might let you go back to your, you know, whatever you have left where you came from after they've taken it all away from you. So, Dave, we used to think, I mean, well, specifically, Steve Quayle used to be called all manner of fear porn, you know, crazy, insane, because he talked about these concentration camps way back when I first met him in 1995. And now we see the reality of it happening. And the reason it's happening is because the Australians gave up their guns. You know what? They gave up their guns for the public safety, Dave. They wanted to make it more polite and safe society, so they gave away their guns. And we see what happens when you follow that line of Bravo Sierra. I mean, it has nothing to do with the public safety at all. It has everything to do with government tyranny. They can't tyrannize armed people as well as they can unarmed people. And when the military comes against you, you know, you have no recourse whatsoever but to be hauled off in a truck and probably never heard from again. They'll probably have you manufacturing, you know, until the day you die, doing some type of redemptive work, they'll call it. You know, what do the Nazis have over the death camp, the Bergen work makes freedom? You know, they had that saying over the entrance to the camp.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen here. Work makes freedom. But the freedom is, for them, will be you're free to continue to serve us. And that's, again, why they're kicking all the people who object to the vaccine out of the military, out of education, out of the medical institution, out of, you know, news, is because they do not want, it has they do not want to question the government's narrative of what they say reality is. They just want peaceful, compliant people. Comply. And you'll comply to your death of enslavement.
But we have to comply to the timetable, so we got to step aside for just a second here. And we got to tell you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to use food to subjugate you. And we see it. I actually sat down and I made a list of the ways that they're impeding food from getting from the farms to your table. 18 different ways. You know, still haven't opened the meat packing plants, for example. Now they're closing the pork plants. I could go on and on and on with this, but just suffice it to say, they're causing food inflation deliberately, and they're causing food shortages deliberately, because they want to do what Stalin, Mao, and Hitler have all done through the ages, use food to dominate the people. And there are people who are listening to me right now will starve to death under this administration. You need to take action right now. And what do? Well, you get storable food. And there's a lot of storable food companies right now that aren't standing. They're not operating at full capacity. And I can't say that MPS will be operating at full capacity for a whole lot longer because of hyperinflation and because of government regulation. That we don't know what the future holds, but right now we can meet demand. Right now is the time to prepare. If you don't get your storable food, you will live to regret the day. You'll be dependent on the government. The government that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. Do you want to depend on these people? Then you need to take matters into your own hands. That means if you have to cancel your Netflix subscription to meet your prepping needs, that's what you got to do. What do you get when you go to MPS? You get 25-year-old shelf life. You get 2,000 calories per day. The food tastes fine. There's lots of diversity in the food, so you don't get sick of eating the same thing. And there's a great special that is described for you when you go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Don't put it off any longer. You're almost out of time. Also, speaking of being out of time, when we go into rebellion and we're showing the early signs and they are provoking us into rebellion, make no mistake about it, they don't fear civil war on the other side. They want civil war so they can extinguish the opposition once and for all. And when they take the cities down, they will take down all the communication, and there'll be a few that'll be left. Shortwave radio is one, but it's hard to be mobile with shortwave. Satellite phone, well, a little more flexibility there for my money. And I'm going to say this to you very carefully. People say to me, Dave, satellite's too expensive. I pay one-fourth the cost for my sat phone than I do my cell phone. I don't use it to chit-chat. It's for emergencies only. Everyone in the family needs to have a sat phone, because when the communication goes down, how else are you going to communicate? And also, they're offering a service called Galileo, which are people like Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, yours truly, are sending out daily alerts telling people, hey, this is what's going on, this is what you need to watch for. And when the news goes down, we may be the only news left standing. How do you find out more about the sat phone? Give them a call. It's easy. Friendly. They're not pushy. 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And tell those good people that Dave Hodges gave them the highest recommendation. Well, we're speaking with Bob Griswold, and we've covered a variety of things. But basically, it's how the globalists are ignoring, let's put it this way, how the globalists have put their hooks into our politicians. They control them to your detriment. You can't tell me anything positive that this administration has done for you, and it's only going to get worse. Once they start to get your guns and they have control over your food, they are going to exercise total control over your decision making. And I want to make one thing clear. The vaccinations are a depopulation instrument. Depopulation that we have talked about for years, the things that people used to laugh at Steve Quayle for, that's underway right now. Vaccine injury deaths are far and above COVID. It's just the mainstream media will never tell you that. Bob, I don't know how you feel about the vaccine situation, but I think it's only a stepping stone to what's next. Something like hemorrhagic smallpox.
Well, of course it is. The government never does of course. They're always showing now that there's failure in the vaccine, so that's why they're having to give more and more booster shots, more and more death shots. I mean, when will enough be enough? But we just see that states that are highly vaxxed, we're having massive increases of COVID patients going in them. By their own admission, the vaccines are failing. That's why they have to give more and more of the boosters. Okay, so they're creating a failure right here. And God knows what this stuff is doing to American people. We know that in the states that are highly vaxxed, we're seeing the miscarriage rate skyrocketing in Canada. I think in, 9 months or so, it went up 2,700%. Of just people who spontaneously abort their children. I mean, so this is a death cult, Dave. You mentioned food. Let me just say this to you. Let's tie some strings together here. So, but Joe Biden cancels the pipelines, three of them that we know of. You know, the Keystone being the largest. So Canada has all that oil underground. We are forced then to go to the Russians and the Saudi Arabians to buy our oil. Well, so let's specifically pick the Russians, because Europe buys a lot of their oil. And all of a sudden, because we're in the market now, we're not energy independent anymore, we're in the market buying that oil, price skyrockets. So first of all, Russia gets a lot more hard European and American currency. So we're funding them. I mean, Dave, this is not rocket science stuff. This is easy to figure out. If I can't buy from supplier A, Canada, I go to supplier B, and when the demand is high, the price is going to go up. So we're funneling a lot of our American currency, European currencies, into Russia right now, and we see what they're doing with it. They're actually, I mean, they are dramatically increasing the technology of their Defense Department with the very weapons that they will use to destroy us. So thank you, Joe Biden, for doing this, because you're funding our enemies while you're doing that. You know, and on top of that, he now wants to hire 87,000 more IRS agents. 87,000, up to 87,000. How much does that cost to do? And those 87,000 agents are going to be fair? Or are they going to have to go look for things just to justify their salary? And I can probably, most people, you know, pay us $10,000 or we're going to take you to court for $50,000 and probably go to jail. I mean, most people are going to pay the $10,000 extortion just to get out of it. And so with 87,000 new people doing it, imagine how much money they're going to extort out of your pocket. I mean, they're already taking, you know, large amounts of taxes now. I mean, just imagine. So this is all done, Dave, to destroy the American way of life. I mean, when you raise the price of oil, I think you got a figure wrong, and I don't want to correct you online, but I'm going to do it. It's a 67, this is my thing, steps to put a can of food on your table, because there's paper, there's ink, there's tin, there's mining, there's gasoline, there's trucks, just so many seeds, fertilizer. All those things have to come together to grow a plant, to take that plant, put it in a can or a box, and bring it to your grocery store. You have cashiers, all the things that are involved with it, with that, the computers, all that, to make it so you can go to the store and, you know, plop down your electronic currency and take that can home with you. It's an extremely complex...
I don't know
complex...
how you think we're in disagreement on this.
No, I'm just maybe tongue-in-cheek.
No, I know.
Because I think you understand the figure.
It's even worse than that. It's because the fact is you're buying the food with a deflating currency that's lowering in value each and every day.
The more money we export out of the country, the more that oil is going to go up. The more the oil goes up, oil affects everything that you buy. So that oil goes up, and then we complain that it takes $100 to fill our gas tank. Now, well, under Donald Trump, it maybe took $50, $60. So now it's $100. That's less money you have for your food. I mean, do they want to starve us? Of course they do. People are already starving to death in this nation because they have to choose between heat or eat, as you said. I don't have enough money to buy the food I need anymore. I don't. And so they can't. They have to turn their heater down. And so a lot of them are barely keeping their houses above freezing, having to walk around with jackets on, those kind of things, just to keep warm. And it's happening right now, and it's going to get worse as we go into this dark winter. Nancy Pelosi will be in South Florida, by the way, and I'm sure she'll bring her Sub-Zero refrigerator down there with her ice cream for those hot summer days when she's relaxing on the beach. She can, you know, chow down on her favorite ice cream. Possibly buying, you know, dog food or whatever, Spam, whatever, just to make the family budget work. She'll be enjoying South Florida. We should appreciate that. But Dave, so when you say it's the destruction is the destruction and corruption are absolutely encircling us. That it's just ubiquitous everywhere. You're not exaggerating it by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, everything that can be corrupted, every institution that can be corrupted, including our financing, including our religion, including our education, have been corrupted so that it only serves the elite. It drives money into their pockets while it depletes you of your morality, your finances, your family, all that. That's what it's designed to do, to destroy all that. Because once all that's destroyed, the vast majority of people will never figure out the Hegelian dialect that has done it, and they'll run to the government saying, please help us. And the government's going to be more than glad to give you your basic life necessities, and I do mean basic, for your allegiance and pledge of loyalty to them. And you'll manifest that pledge by taking the vaccine and doing all the other things that they request of you, maybe relocate, stop buying gasoline, use public transportation, give up your right of travel, all those things that are going to eventually be required of you for you just to get the handouts that they've stolen from you. And I do mean stolen from you, because that's exactly what they've done. They've stolen it. And as I mentioned earlier, inflation right now probably is running 20-25% in this country. And so you're sitting there having the money you earn deflated by 25% this year. Dollar General raised their prices 20%, or shrink things down so you don't get as much and you pay the same. So all the while they're doing that, we just watch these politicians becoming fabulously wealthy.
Yeah, I mean, well...
I wonder what George Washington would be doing at this point. I do. Yeah. I was pondering that last night. What would he be doing if he were alive today? What would Jefferson be doing if he were alive today? Patrick Henry, John Adams. What would they be doing today if they were alive, watching this absolute, you know, satanic criminal cabal just destroying the nation that they bled and died for?
Well, they have they've set the precedent, and what they would be doing is a politician tea party. They take the politicians and dump them into Boston Harbor rather than the tea, because that's where they belong. These people, there is nothing in my mind when you commit treason against your nation, and this is what most of them are doing. It's crazy. I want to throw one thing at you, though, as speculation. I've been watching Tulsi Gabbard with interest. She sounded so conservative a few weeks ago on Tucker Carlson. He asked her, are you still a Democrat? And she hemmed and hawed, hesitated, and she said, I'm an American first. I'm telling you, there's a plot afoot. And here is my paranoid, suspicious mind at work. In the 1912 election, and this is what she's aiming for, I think, you know, Roosevelt had left 4 years earlier to go hunt elephants in Africa. He comes back and wants to be president and wants his former guy, VP, to step down. And he refused to step down. And so they split the Republican vote. And the Republican did not get elected. And that brought in, up until this time, the worst president in American history, Woodrow Wilson. The biggest bigot, too, was a Democrat, Woodrow Wilson. Now, today, I believe Tulsi Gabbard is positioning to run for president as an independent. And the plot is to split the Republican vote.
Dave, it just wouldn't surprise me at all. Any of that happens. I mean, but I do think, I mean, sometimes I look at Bill Maher and I wonder where he's at right now because...
Oh, my God. He had a personality transplant.
He swallowed the red pill, it seems like, because he understands the danger a lot of these woke maniacs are bringing on our country. I don't know. Just like I was listening to the interview with Tucker Carlson and Kyle Rittenhouse the other night, and, you know... You look at the tape, you look at the explanations, and it's clearly a case of self-defense. The child rapist who anally raped five boys tells you, I'm going to murder you. I'm going to kill you. And then he goes about trying to do it, and you shoot him, but that's racism. Dave, what kind of deluded...
And both people are white.
Yeah, both people are white. And at the same time, I just read another interesting statistic, throw this out in left field. 90% of banned content on Facebook is white men. 90%. Now, that grossly exceeds the law of averages. So that tells you it's deliberate.
Well,
I mean, I've been banned. I have a high recidivism rate on Facebook, Dave. I've been banned a lot.
I think the attack on white people is simply to give, I think, number one, it's a convenient target. In other words, it's a rallying point to tear down America. And if it wasn't white people, it'd be somebody else.
Well,
so,
if I disagree with that in any way, or point it out in any way, I'm a racist just because I point it out. If you treat me racially against me, and we see it happen all the time, you know, black-only groups, white people are not allowed. We see this more and more, and yet if you bring it up, well, you're a racist. No, you're the racist. You're the one doing this. And again, I think it all goes back to the fact that, you know, they want to create this racial strife so that black people hate white people and white people hate black people and the Asian people and all of it. They want to stir it all up because that's the way they may remain in power. And, you know, we want to, for me, I'm going to speak for myself, that... I know theologically that it doesn't matter what people group you come from, we're all originally of the same stock of Adam and Eve, and that makes you my brother. If what you choose to do with the brotherhood that has been given to you is another thing. If you choose to rape children anally, then I'm going to become your enemy. And, you know, if that's your choice. So we all have that choice to make in life. I'm going to not look at the race card. I'm going to ignore it. So it doesn't matter what color you are. If you're a good person, I'm going to be your friend. That's that simple.
There's not many friends to choose from today, not in positions of power.
Well, and a lot of them are white. A lot of them, I have to say, white. I don't like you.
See, this is not a racial issue. I don't care how they cast it.
No, it's not.
This is a I want to get rich at your expense issue, and we'll go along with whatever drama or narrative that is produced by the globalists. We are totally betrayed. You mentioned something earlier in the show that was really telling. And you said about the 300,000 communist Chinese that are in our schools. This is how Australia was taken down. Seriously.
Hey,
this is exactly
how tell you how the intelligence works. It's little pieces by little pieces. They don't have the James Bond there stealing the whole plans to the new, you know, Ford class aircraft carrier. They have little pieces stealing parts of the electromagnetic propulsion system, all the new improvements, little pieces. It becomes very hard. It's hard to indict when you steal little pieces. But they have all this 300,000-person army in the United States that's into the most sensitive areas of our scientific and engineering prowess of America, stealing it little bits at a time. And if you have 300,000 people, you can steal a whole lot just by stealing each person stealing a little. And so that's why, again, in China, they've managed to catch up to our military, surpass our military in many fields, AI, our Navy, their Navy, all this, because we've opened the door to them, and they've just stolen us blind. And at the same time, the people that are allowing it have become phenomenally rich with Chinese money. It's just they've sold their country off, and it's the only way to do it. And instead of the FBI raiding them and taking them down, they'll go after the mom who's trying to organize meetings against these pervert school boards, which she's never threatened them with any kind of physical violence at all, never. She just points out the fact that, no, I don't want my little boy having sex with a dog. I mean, you know, she points it out, and parents get irate when they find out, and somehow that's a crime. But stealing or selling your country out with the most advanced technology, leaving 16,000 pair of night vision behind for the Taliban to use in Afghanistan, leaving some of our most advanced Apache attack helicopters behind, that's not a crime. Oh yeah, and we have to bomb innocent children in retro. And you know, when the Marines got hit, those 14 Marines got hit, or service people got hit, what we do is we muster up some type of fake bombing thing where we bomb children and some missionaries. And you know, nobody says anything. And that's why Dave, you and I, Steve Quirrell, the hundreds of others that say this really are having a very difficult time of it, because it should be tens of thousands of Americans out there doing the same thing, risking life and limb as much as any soldier ever was on a battlefield, risking life and limb to point this out to everyone and to raise peaceful, do it like Martin Luther King. He instituted massive changes that needed to be done, and he never threatened violence against anyone. That's masterful. I mean, it's a brilliant stroke of
Martin Luther King
of political logic.
It's over. There's no Martin Luther King. There's
Malcolm X on Martin Luther King now.
It's Malcolm X on steroids.
Yeah, they're actually turning against Martin Luther King, saying he was wrong. We have to disregard the peaceful thing that he wanted, and we just have to go do the smash and grabs and beat people and kill them and, you know, torture them and whatever else. So, Dave, let's finish the program with some positive things. First of all, God is on the throne. If you're trusting in Him, if you are under His wing, you're going to be protected. You're going to be ushered into His kingdom. You're going to be found not guilty when you're standing before the judge of the universe. That's our ultimate hope, the kingdom of God. In fact, you know, Jesus' prayer, they taught His disciples, what we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That's a prayer for the second coming of Jesus, because He'd already come the first time. So when he's telling them to pray for the second coming. And we need to be doing that. That's our hope. That's what we need to be looking for. And when we have our eyes fixed on that kingdom, you're going to be morally strong. You're going to be a person of valor that's going to say, "I will not bow my knee to Pharaoh. I will not bow before the statue of gold that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And I will not bow before the Nazis, the socialists, the communists, the tyrants. I will not bow before you. I will not bow before Dr. Fauci. I'm going to stand strong." And then at the next point, we have to realize that they will use every method, from the IRS to, you know, food to infrastructure to your social reputation, everything, to try to demoralize you and degrade you. And so you have that opportunity right now, and it's closing at light speed, to prepare for your physical needs, most important spiritual needs, getting your heart right with the Lord, you know, positioning yourself where you're studying His Word, in His Word. And then the secondary thing is to make sure that your physical needs of your family are taken care of, and that's food,
yeah,
water, guns, guts, all, you know, all that stuff.
Well, it's old Maslow's hierarchy, and that's what they're working to take away from us. But,
yes,
you know, it's something, and I want to shift here to you for a second. I think you're to be commended for what you do, and there's not that many people out there that do a laudable job. There are a few. Daisy Luther's one of them. I love Daisy. But, Bob, you're in the trenches. You're right there in the beginning. and you're helping people you're telling them what they need to know. Let me ask you this question. People listening here, and they haven't done jack you know what for preparation, where should they start?
Oh, gosh. Well, you mentioned an important word, hierarchy. You know, I might be able to go a month without medication, but I can't go a month without water. So having the ability to filter water, because, as you've mentioned, the government agencies have said during a crisis, you know, the mass amount of people are going to die from waterborne disease. Why do you want to be in that boat? I mean, if I was living in the middle of the ocean, I'd want a desalinator, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, I'd want to be at a desk to desalinate salt water. You know, people always ask, what do I do with salt water? Well, there's solar distillation, which is very, very easy to do, or there's manual desalinators. Water is critical. Can I go a month without food? Yes, but it's going to be very, very uncomfortable, and by the time that month could be over with, I'm going to basically just be able to do nothing. My energy level will be gone. So, food. And then, you know, we know these perverts just like the best with our children and our women, and so we need to make sure we can protect our families, and that means guns. I'm not advocating, I just want to make it clear, this isn't a militia that's going to go take on the federal government. This is to protect you from people who are just, when the rule of law breaks down, what they ponder in their heart over and over and over again, the perversion that they ponder and they watch every day on the internet, they're going to go try to act it out in reality. And, you know, at that point, I don't want, I forget which one it was, the anal raper to come to my family. If he does, I'm going to call Rittenhouse him. I will do it without prejudice. If you want to, I don't care what color you are. If you're going to come to do that to my family somehow, I'm going to call Rittenhouse you. Just going to be plain simple about it. So you want to be able to protect your family. You do want your medications. I tell people all the time to go get your, you know, hydrocortisone creams, your triple antibiotics, you know, things of that nature that you can deal with with burns, cuts, scrapes, you know, even deeper wounds, be able to do that. And again, communication, as you've mentioned, it could be extremely important that I can network together with friends and family, that I can know what's going on in my area. That communication network is going to be massively critical, just like it is with the federal government. They spend trillions on infrastructure for communications. And then, you know, I want to be able to see at night. I'm going to want to be able to see what's going on at night, because that's when the bad people come out. Most of the times they come out at night because they think they can hide from the cover of darkness. But having done a bunch of night vision stuff, I can tell you, you can't hide. You just can't hide. And that's another thing that's getting harder and harder to get. Night vision. The supplies are drying up. It's getting harder and harder to get units.
It's because we left so much of it behind in Afghanistan for the Taliban.
Yeah, and the government's having to resupply, evidently, yeah. So they're just buying it by the drove. It's crazy. Less and less for the public consumption.
It's crazy. Well, you do something else that I think is we should note here, too, is that when people call you, you're just not trying to make a sale. You'll consult with them, won't you?
Yes, I will. I do think I have a fairly good background, and it's not Henry Ford, one size fits all. There's a lot of factors that going into making a proper preparation plan that will serve you, your family, or your community, and you got to take those considerations into effect, because if you don't, you know, it's easy to throw money at something and buy the stuff, but a lot of times you could buy the wrong thing, and it's not going to serve you to the degree it would if you bought the proper thing. So, you know, there's always those questions in mind. Communication is one of them, you know. What kind of food? Some people have dietary restrictions, so you have to taper the food to the dietary restriction. You know, everybody's going to need water, but some people might have to desalinate salt water. There's very easy ways to do that, Dave. You can desalinate it. It's easy to make a solo desalinator. So there's just things, you taper the plan according to the need of the person or the family. And, you know, you think through all the questions that you have, age, elderly or very young, medications, yes or no, you know, special needs, that's always a possibility question. What happens if you have a dissenting spouse? My wife or my husband think I'm crazy. What do you do then? How do you negotiate your way through that? So there's a lot of things that you can do and help people come up with solutions that fit those criteria.
Yeah, unequally yoked. I hear what you're saying. Fortunately, I don't have that problem. I come home and I get the report. So,
Dave,
and that's
another
a good
thing I want
thing.
to
That's
say
a
is
good thing.
get a generator. I mean,
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
we sell Champion generators, which I have. I've used them myself. But I'm just telling you, when you want to shut down the coal industry, when you want to shut down the oil industry, when no new nuclear power plants are being purchased, I'm telling you, we are going to see a literal dark winter with power outages because there's not going to be enough energy to run these. They want to get rid of coal completely, and that makes a vast majority of electricity in the United States. And so having a propane or diesel generator, I put it in, I'll just put this in this tier. Gasoline would be my least favorite choice because the storage life of gasoline is short and it's highly volatile. I mean, you know, if you store it in a building and the vapors get in, you make a big bomb. Diesel fuel next, and then my favorite
Yeah.
is propane.
And Bob, you know what? We are flat out of time.
Okay.
We got to scoot, and I'm sorry to do that. Ready made reason.